getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go. It's another hour of Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Great old-time records for you here on the show for the next hour. I always lie when I say that because the show is not an hour long. Sometimes it's 54 minutes long. Sometimes it's 57 minutes long. Well, actually, it's never 54 minutes long because the deal is it's going to be 55 to 60 minutes. It's never really an hour, but we did go over once. But I felt like I was lying and I should fess up with you right away because that leaves the radio stations that carry our program an opportunity to say things like you're listening to us before they like go to the news or whatever. Anyway, here we are again. Time for another week of great old-time music on the Oompa Hour. And why not start things rolling with Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips? Here's the My Baby Polka. Polka Chip. That's the My Baby Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show every week. Get together, nothing but old-time records here on the Oompa Hour, because that's the way we do it, the old-school way here on the show. So we'll just keep them rolling. Hi, how's your week been, huh? I have had a heck of a week here. It has been a very stressful week in Oompa Hour land, I'm telling you right now. First of all, as I sit here doing the show this week, right this very moment, I have a daughter in the hospital waiting to have a baby. I do, and we determined that my help was not needed because her significant other is there, and her mom, my wife, is there, and that's really all you need. They don't want a whole gang of people sitting around. My wife got the phone call like at 12:15 early this morning or late last night, depending on your point of view, announced that my daughter's water broke. And you know what that means. Baby's coming pretty soon. And my wife hung up the phone. She woke me up, and she said that her water broke and my hair is flat. So she had to get up and curl her hair and get to the hospital. I tell you. And that's just one of the interesting things going on this week. I'll tell you more later, but we need to get into the My Mama Told Me Polka, Bernie Witkowski and the Silver Bell Orchestra.
Sobie sama, ja jej powiedziała, koły sobie sama. Mama nie dała, jak nie zrobiła, mama la nie dała.
That is My Mama Told Me, Bernie Witkowski with the Silver Bell Orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad to have you along with us, and I want to remind you, you can always get in touch with me here at the Oompa Hour via the trusty email, and it's a very simple email address. It's just oompahour@aol.com. That simple. If you have a request or question about a record or there's something you really want to hear, you haven't heard from in a long time, you want to know what's going on, shoot us an email and we'll get our crack research team on it for you, which basically means me, but that's okay because that's what I'm here for. Now, this record, somebody wrote on it in ballpoint pen that they wrote over and over and over to make the ballpoint pen nice and dark so you wouldn't miss it twice. It says no on this record label. I did not do it. It says no, no, in big letters. I'm going to take a picture of it and stick it on the Facebook page letter to prove it to you. And I apparently they didn't want it played on the radio 40 years ago when this record came out, or 50 years ago even. And we just don't care here on the Oompa Hour. Any old-time record is fair game here on the show, so let's do it. Everybody knows No Beer in Heaven polka. I mean, that's kind of a standard. It's John Check and the Wisconsin Dutchman here on Tim's Oompa Hour.
Das gibt kein Bier in him. das gibt kein Brauch. Und wann ich hab ein großer Druck, nix sehen trinken hab ich für mein Fertigbau.
In heaven there is no beer, that's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, our friends will be drinking all the beer.
Beer in heaven, John Check and the Wisconsin Dutchman. Why the record says no on it, I don't know, unless they don't want to be singing about beer in heaven, or maybe they didn't want the non-English vocals in the record back years ago and somebody wrote no on that at the radio station so the disc jockeys wouldn't play that side, but we don't care here on the Oompa Hour. All right, now here's one of your standard records. I know you're all going to be singing with this one, so just feel free to belt it out. Nobody's listening. You're perfectly safe. Even if the neighbors are listening, it'll give them appreciation for fine music. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. Oh, I know you're going to sing along. Who stole the Kishka? You all know this one. I know you do.
Someone stole a Kishka, someone stole a Kishka, someone stole a Kishka from the butcher shop.
Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Someone call the cop.
Round and firm and fully packed, it was standing on the rack. Someone stole the Kishka when I turned my back.
Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Won't you bring it back?
Shinga, take my fine kielbasa. You can take my pierogi, but give me back my Kishka.
Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Won't you bring it back?
Yasho found a Kishka, Yasho found a Kishka, Yasho found a Kishka, he hung it on the rack.
He found a Kishka, he found a Kishka, he found a Kishka, Yasho brought it back.
Yeah, you were singing with, I can hear you way over here, Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks there. Who stole the Kishka here at Tim Zumpa Hour? It is your old-time oldies show. Glad to be coming at you out of your radio or your computer or your podcast streaming thingamajobber, whatever it is. Polkas all over the world coming from this little show right here in northern Minnesota. Isn't it amazing how that happens, huh? Technology, a scary thing. Oh, we got to play this record too, but before we do that, we want to talk about the Harrington Arts Center and a World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and invite you to pay them a visit if you're going to find yourself in the area, or maybe you're looking for an excuse to be in the area. This would be a good excuse to head up this way. Over 1,400 accordions, concertinas on display, along with all sorts of memorabilia, everything from sheet music and advertising to novelty items and stuff related to the music. And of course, summer's here. In fact, this weekend puts us halfway through summer, actually, doesn't it? That's kind of scary. But they have a very full calendar of events, things you can go to, concerts, jam sessions, educational things, all sorts of great stuff. And you can find out more by taking a look at their webpage. You can. You go to worldofaccordions.org, and you find it all right there. By the way, they're one of the only places on the planet where you find an accordion and concertina repair and technician school. Yes, you do. Learn to repair and maintain all these amazing instruments. Check it out when you have a chance, or maybe right now while you're sitting there in front of your computer listening to the Oompa Hour, type in worldofaccordions.org and check it out. Why don't you? All right. What do we got? Frank Kurzawa. That's what we have here. The Clara Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. The Clara Polka there, Frank Kurzawa and the band. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. Got our required waltz coming up here in just a moment. I told you it's been a stressful week, and I'm telling you what, besides the fact that I'm about to become a grandpa again, we're remodeling the kitchen. Now, a lot of people do that, you know, they maybe put in new countertops or they switch out the cabinets or something, and they just, oh, we're remodeling the kitchen. It's not that big a deal, but we're remodeling the kitchen, you know, like we have hired people that, you know, people that actually know how to do stuff. And our house is over 100 years old, and the kitchen's over 100 years old, and it's built the way they build houses 100 years old. The kitchen window will let air come streaming in around it, and actually it turns out the outside wall of the kitchen had no insulation in it. Because we noticed over the winters and the 20-some years we've lived in this house that it's cold in the kitchen all the time. You could feel wind in the kitchen even. And I was like, see this wall? Just tear the stuff off and let's see what's inside. It was full of air. And the construction dude, I said, there's no insulation. He said, yes, there is. There's air. Says back in those days, they considered a pocket of air to be insulation. I was like, you're crazy talk, man. So, yeah, we took down the old stuff and they're re-sheetrocking, and they did. The old kitchen had three outlets in it. Can you imagine in today's world the nerve center of your household with three outlets in it? You plug in the coffee maker and the toaster and you used up one. Then you plug in the stove and the little CD under-counter radio player gizmo and you've used up another one. Then the wife comes in to plug in her iPhone and her iPad and used up another one. You got to plug in the fridge. There was just no out. So now we have 11 outlets. We're going to start inventing stuff to plug in. So it's been a week. They've been going at it for a week now. They got all the old stuff stripped out. They got all the new wiring shoved in. And yesterday, they sheetrocked. So now we're waiting for the guy that's the taper and mud guy. Apparently, there's different guys that do each job and never the twain shall meet, apparently. So now we're waiting on the taper and mud guy. And then once he gets in here, the subfloor in, because the old floor is all wavy and weird, so they're going to put in a subfloor. And we took out the old hanging ceiling, you know, those tiles that hang in the little metal grids, because that was awful. And so now the ceiling's a foot taller than it was. So now they got light fixtures and wires and 2x4s and holy moly, you're going to have the cabinet guy and the tile guy and the blah, blah guy. And I don't know, we are having a family reunion at this house when we get into the first week of August. I think August 8th is the day everybody's due here. All the kids will be home for the first time in 20 years with their kids and their significant others. And the goal is, it's got to be done by then. The guy says, oh yeah, no problem, we'll have her in plenty of time. But I remain skeptical. And in the meantime, well, I won't even tell you about that. We'll save that for after we do our waltz, shall we? Because I don't want to sit here and talk forever on the show. You'll get bored and you'll forget what the heck you're listening to. So let's do it. The Blue Skirt Waltz. There's another one everybody knows. Here's the Redbirds on Tim Zumpa Hour. Well, there you go. A little blue skirt waltzing for you here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Plenty of good oompaing in that number as well. So there you go. That's the Redbirds, by the way, on the blue skirt waltz. And I'm going to tell you about my other exciting event this week, but I'm a little torqued off about it. I'm not going to do that until we play another snappy little tune. Don Peachy in the orchestra as She Don't Wanna.
Just want her to be nice and chummy with me, but she don't wanna, she don't wanna. I just want her to be kinda friendly with me, but she don't wanna, she don't wanna. Oh, I plead and beg for just one little kiss, but that hard-boiled egg just sits there like this. We could have so much fun, but it takes more than one, and she don't wanna, she don't wanna. If she wanted to, gee, what we couldn't do. But she don't wanna, she don't wanna.
Peachy and his orchestra, She Don't Wanna, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. All right, I promised you I'd tell you more about what's going on this week, and I know you care. Not, probably not. I don't know. These kind of things probably happen to you, so it's always nice to share your misery. So our refrigerator quit working. Have I talked about this already? The refrigerator quit working. It's 4 years old, all right? And we bought it at Sears. It's a Kenmore. It had wonderful reviews in the Consumer Reports, so we bought it. And over the last year, it really hasn't been working right. The ice cream's kind of squishy, and milk hasn't always been cold. And we keep turning the little knob colder and colder. And it's not really... And then we thought, maybe we got too much stuff jammed in the freezer, and it's blocking that little air thing in the back. So we're rearranging stuff, and it's just not good. So finally, it got to where it's like 50 degrees in the fridge, and the ice cream just squishy. So I call up the service number for Sears, because I couldn't find anybody locally that works on refrigerators. I called them up. Yeah, we can take care of that for you. Blah, blah, blah. They can have a guy there. I think I called on a Friday, and they can have the guy there Tuesday. I thought, well, that's not bad. We could work with that. And your warranty on your fridge was only a year. So apparently a brand new refrigerator, they only expect it to really run good for a year, because that's all the longer the warranty was. And she says, the diagnostics for your fridge is going to be $110. Just to have the guy come out, look at it, and tell you what's busted is $110. He doesn't fix anything for that. He'll just tell you what's wrong with it. And then it's parts and labor on top of that. And I was like, well, that could be kind of pricey, couldn't it? She says, well, you could buy a service plan right now. And the service plan would cover your $110 diagnostic fee on Tuesday, and it would cover the first $500 of parts and labor on the repair. So I hemmed and hawed, and that was $273 for the the service plan. It's kind of like gambling. You really don't know. But I was feeling lucky, so I bought the service contract. She says, the guy will be there Tuesday afternoon between 1 and 5, and your first $500 in parts and labor will be covered, and you won't have to pay the diagnostic fee. Groovy. So the dude shows up. Super nice guy. He had a great voice. Thought he should have been on the radio. Super nice guy. Clearly knew what he was doing. Had the equipment and all the stuff. No problem. He figures out the compressor thingamajobber is bad. I don't know, some big tank thing. I don't know anything about refrigerators. He says, so I'll order that for you, and UPS will deliver it to your house, and after it gets here, then I'll be back to install it. And I thought, well, that seems a little odd that you're driving around in this big van full of appliance parts, and you don't have a thingamajobber for a current model refrigerator. So, and he says, now the closest I can be back to put this in. Now, keep in mind, he was here almost a week ago as I'm doing this show. He says, the next I can be back is August 5th. August 5th. So that's like a total of 3 weeks, almost four from when I called to when the guy can come back and put the part in. Isn't 4 weeks an awful long time to be expected to go without a refrigerator? Now, fortunately, we have a little apartment that we rent out that isn't going to have a tenant in until August 1st. So we trotted all our stuff down to the fridge down there, which is a 42-year-old Harvest Gold hot point that still works perfectly. And put all the stuff in there. So now you want a drink of milk, you got to jump in the car and drive four blocks down to the apartment and get a drink of milk or get something out of the freezer and then come back up to the house. Which doesn't really matter because we can't cook anything because the kitchen is being remodeled and there's nothing in the kitchen except sheetrock. So it's been a little stressful for the last week. So hopefully this coming week will get better. I'll report back because I know you're curious about how this is all going to work out. I know you are. Anyway, let's do the Live It Up Polka with the Caravans Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Orchestra, Live It Up Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. And apparently this week it is the Listen to Tim Complain About Stuff show here on the Oompa Hour. But I'm just telling you, you need to know what's going on because doesn't it make it more interesting than if I just sit here, shut up, and play records? I don't know if it does or not, but anyway, it's been a beautiful summertime week. If it would stop raining, as long as I'm complaining about stuff. Anyway, all right. Myron Florin is on deck next. And he's really not on deck. He's on turntable. Because deck would indicate some sort of tape deck, perhaps. But anyway, here's Myron. This is the Petticoat Polka. There you go, the dynamic Myron Florin Petticoat Polka, Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Great old-time records every week here on the show. Glad to have you along with us. Don't forget, you can also look us up on Facebook if you're a Facebooker. It's just facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Is where you find us there. Email address, of course, oompahour@aol.com. But you have to have the Tim's in front of that slash or whatever on the Facebook thing to find it. I don't know why. It's all technical stuff. It's not like the good old days when you could just play records and the songs came out of the hi-fi. All right, what do we have next? You're saying to yourself, I know because I am, because I already put the record on the turntable and I forgot what it was. The Playboy Polka, Groovy Fortuna, with Frank Miskovitz on the vocals. Let's just roll this hummer, shall we?
Hej, dziewczyno, już nie płakaj, szczepa flanu, sto sosi. Wielkie szczęście dzisiaj twoje, bo serduszko daję ci. Lecz ode mnie ty czekanie. Nie zapraczaj głowy mi, nie chcę ciebie ty kaganie, ani twojej miłości. Janeczki puka drzwi, tyś mi w sercu najmilejsza, wciąż o tobie się myśli. Lecz ode mnie ty czekanie, nie zawracaj głowy mi, nie chcę ciebie ty kaganie, ani twojej miłości. Serce pragnę być twój kochany. Lecz ode mnie ty czekanie, nie zawracaj głowy mi, nie chcę ciebie ty kaganie, ani twojej miłości.
Playboy Polka there, Groovy Fortuna, and Frank Miskovitz on the singing on that record here on Tim's Oompa Hour. On the way, Chicago's Concertina All-Stars coming up, but first let's do this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Right, now, as you may have noticed, it is the month of July, and you may or may not be aware that July is National Ice Cream Month. So I suggest you go scoop yourself a couple of scoops there and sit back and relax and enjoy the ice cream polka with Chicago's Concertina All-Stars. Chicago's Concertina All-Stars there. Ice cream polka. See, I was just sitting here thinking I should have some ice cream, but the studio is a long way from the nearest ice cream, so clearly that is not going to happen today. All right, let's see. What do we got going on next year? Oh, Eddie Skeets Orchestra. We don't get Eddie Skeets Orchestra records coming around very often here on the Oompa Hour, and I think we should. You know, this is an old record. It says right on the record here, original old-time music publishing and arranging, and then it says Oompa, original old-time music, publishing, and arranging. Oh, that spells Oompa! Ha! I love it. Anyway, North Star Music Company of University Avenue in St. Paul, 4, Minnesota. Back in that little short time period there, we had the zone system for our mail. You had nothing, then you had the zone system for just a few years, and then we went right into zip codes. So, kind of a little window of opportunity. I love it. Original, old-time music, publishing, and arranging spells Oompa. Oh, I feel so special now. Eddie Skeets Orchestra, this is Uncle Joe's Polka.
Thank you.
Hey, have it, Eddie Skeets Orchestra, Uncle Joe's Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And you know, I'm starting to think that I have talked enough in the show this hour so far, so I'm going to just try to shut up and play the records. How's that sound, huh? I haven't had a Whoopi John record for a little while. Whoopi John and the band here, and more wine, Fraulein.
People go to sing and dance and clown. When a certain feller takes his girlfriend out to the pretty waitress, you will hear him shout, "While we are happy, bring more wine, Fräulein. Please make it snappy, you can make mine rhyme. Mine Bobsy promised to be mine, all mine. Bottoms up, drink it down. Your Wiener Schnitzel is a tasty dish. Ach, but it makes me thirsty as a fish. Eins, cause it's zwei, cause it's drei. Everybody pros it while we are happy. Bring more wine, Fräulein. She promised to be mine, all mine. Bottoms up, drink it down. Your Wiener Schnitzel is a tasty dish. Ach, but it makes me thirsty as a fish. Eins, cause it's zwei, cause it's drei. Everybody pros it while we are happy. Bring more wine, Fräulein.
Ah, yes, Whoopi John. Everywhere you look on the planet, you find another Whoopi John record. There it is, all over the place. They must have made a billion of those nice little Decca 45s there. There's Whoopi and the boys, and more wine, Fräulein, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Now, here's a record. This band probably only made one record. I've never seen another one in my life. On Svet Records, not Sweat, but Svet. Svet Records, Johnny Svetkovich and the Austins. Here's the Wheels Polka. That's the Wheels Polka. You recognize Wheels, of course, big hit record back in, I think, 59, wasn't it? Anyway, Johnny Svetkovich and the Austins doing it for us there here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And time to squeak in one more record. Why not? And I grabbed this one off the stack, and I'm like, oh, great. Pick one you can't possibly pronounce the name of the singer. And I thought I had this worked out a minute ago, but now I started talking, and I forgot. He calls himself the Polish Kid, and most people just introduce him as the Polish Kid. Don Tchaikovsky, I think, is in the approximation of the correct pronunciation. I'm sure that's totally wrong. We'll just call him the Polish Kid, and we're going to wrap it up this week with the Fritz the Plumber Polka. The Polish Kid, or he calls himself the Polish Kid. I don't know. Anyway, he's the Polish Kid, and that was the Fritz the Plumber Polka here on Tim's Hoopa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and believe it or not, that pretty much fritters away another hour of old-time music here on the show. Yowzers, what a week it's been, huh? I can hardly wait to get back next week and give you the update. Hopefully, some of these projects around here will be coming to a close by then.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by World of Accordions Museum and the International Polka Association. Back to do it again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.